The scripture lessons for this morning present one of the great clashes or challenges in the life of Christian Americans, our need for speed and our desire to pray. In case you haven't been paying attention, we Americans love speed. We love when things come together quickly. We love when our lives work together smoothly and efficiently. We love fast and we love easy. Think of all the many products and services which all of us use that are built around one of these two qualities, fast or easy. Millions of microwave ovens sold, not because it makes food taste any better, although bacon and popcorn aren't bad, but because it's possible to cook things much faster than an oven can. Remember when we used to write letters and look forward to the mail? And now we have email, texting, Instagram, instant messenger at our fingertips. We complain when the coverage isn't good or we drop a call. I can't believe it. Or when the computer takes a minute to boot up instead of mere seconds. As a nation, we practically invented fast food, and we have certainly perfected it. Any one of us can pick up a little 2,000-calorie meal at a local drive-in in minutes. And we have to adjust ourselves to sitting down for a meal, or as our sons used to call it, at a slow food restaurant. But with all our speed, we're also great prayers, we Americans. The Gallup organization consistently shows that 86% of Americans believe in God and 90% pray. I know, it's a funny statistic. More people pray than believe in God. It makes you wonder who they're talking to. But it reinforces the fact that we Americans like to pray. We pray at church, of course, as long as it doesn't take too long. We pray at meals. We pray for our sports teams. Good luck tonight. That's 2 weeks in a row. I gotta go for it. We'll always have school prayer as long as there are tests in school. We pray in times of crisis, in times of trouble. We pray for guidance and strength. We pray for those we love. We pray for almost everything and everyone. The clash, the problem, the challenge for us American Christian comes because the answers to our prayers don't come as quickly as we'd like. And many of us give up on praying. Or we pray only as a passing gesture or as a last resort because we're not getting the answers we want when we want them. It's like that old story of the man who falls off the cliff and he's hanging on to a branch on the side of the cliff to keep him from falling, and he looks up to heaven and prays out loud, "God, if you're there, help me." And the voice from heaven responds, "I am here. Let go." And after a moment, the man calls out again, "Is there anyone else up there?" I think one of the reasons most of us give up so quickly on God answering our prayers is the answers don't come quickly enough for our taste, and we begin to believe that God is not all that interested in us. Well, prayer's not always like putting money into a soda machine to get a soda. We say our prayers and God gives us the answer or the circumstances we've prayed for. God doesn't operate that way, although God can. But instead, God calls us into a life of prayer, calls us into a relationship that challenges our need for speed. And if you and I want to experience God at his best, creator of all that is, master of the universe, redeemer of the world, yet intimately interested and involved with your life and mine, willing to shape our souls and the circumstances of the world around us, then we need to learn another way. We need to change our habits and slow down to pray with persistence and with trusting hearts. In the gospel this morning, we hear Jesus teaching about the need to pray, and specifically to pray with persistence and to not lose heart, as God's answers may take longer to reveal themselves and are at times different than the answers that we wanted God to give us. Now, admittedly, Jesus' world is not as fast as our world is today. Our electronic age of communication and almost instantaneous travel were hundreds of years in the future. But the pattern of life that Jesus holds up for us is applicable to our time as it is to Jesus. As we read through or hear the gospel Sunday by Sunday, we see a pattern of prayer and action in Jesus' life. And oftentimes prayer in action, as amazing things happen at the sound of his voice or the touch of his hand. Jesus' first followers see that Jesus' power and all the events that are happening around them are somehow, in some way, linked to Jesus' prayer life, and they ask Jesus to teach them how to pray. You may be interested to know that that's the only thing Jesus' first followers ask Jesus to teach them. Other times, without being asked, Jesus teaches about the life of prayer so that it will become the pattern of their lives and our lives. And that's what Jesus is doing in this Sunday's gospel about the widow and the unjust judge. This is one of the few parables of Jesus that you don't have to work too hard to figure out its meaning, because Jesus gives the meaning before he tells the story. Jesus wants his followers then and now to always pray and to not give up. The clarity of the meaning of this parable, then, allows us to look at the widow's behavior toward an unjust judge to learn how we can be persistent in our prayers with a just and loving God, and to begin to learn a different pattern for our daily lives. In the story, the widow has a problem. She needs justice. Justice that the unjust judge has the power to grant her. It may have been an issue of her land or a theft. It may be something related to her husband's estate. We don't know what the conflict was, but we do know that she wasn't passive in trying to get it resolved. The weakest person in Jesus' world was a widow. But she doesn't sit idly by with her problem. She gets up and approaches the one person who can help her. And that's the first step in our life pattern in prayer. When you and I face a problem in our lives, we have these same two choices. We can lose heart and let our worries or circumstances cloud our lives and give in. Or we can pray to God about it. We can get up and approach the God who has the power and the willingness to help us with anyone and anything. I have a lot of people in and out of my office over the course of a typical week who come to me with problems where they need some help. And typically the last thing we consider together is prayer. I know that's not very good reflection on me. But when I bring it up, there's a little rolling of the eyes or raised eyebrows. But I can't tell you how often someone comes back a week or a month later and told me that that was exactly what they needed to do, and that the crisis in their lives had somehow changed through their prayers. You see, God is interested in us living lives that help us grow and make a difference for others. And the surest way to start down that path of life is to pray over our concerns, to bring them to God, and to see how God answers them. The second pattern for our lives we can see in the story is a pattern of persistence, diligence, even pushiness. In the parable, the widow keeps on begging the judge to give her justice. She doesn't just ask once and say, "Oh, well." She peppers his ears with persistent petitions until the unjust judge will do anything to be rid of her and finally gives her the justice that she's been asking for. Many of us pray to God for something big, something important in our lives, once. And when we don't receive the answer we want immediately, we quit praying. And that's a big mistake. Jesus uses the story to show God as the opposite of the unjust judge, to show God as the one who will give us what we ask for, not because we're pestering him, but out of his love for us, but also as a way to shape our souls and deepen our lives with him. Persistence in prayer opens our lives up to God in a very different way, and it helps us become the persons God created us to be. And even when our prayers go unanswered, or the answers aren't exactly what we want, the shaping of our souls continues when we open our lives to God through our prayers. Jesus promises that God will always answer our prayers, sometimes in the way we've asked them to be answered, with a grand yes, sometimes yes, but not quite now, and sometimes by God's grace and goodness and vision that is beyond our seeing, with a perfect no. God always answers our prayers, and he answers in different ways, but always for our good and the good of his world. The spiritual life is interwoven with our physical lives, and the life lived in prayer requires that we slow down our lives a bit, slow down to open the way for God to come into our lives. Physical time to give thanks and to make our requests known to God, physical time to pay attention to see God's hand at work in our lives and in the lives of those around us. So I invite you today to set aside your need for speed and to enter more deeply, more persistently into the life of prayer. Set aside your worries and pray to God. Be persistent in making your request to God. Listen and watch for God's answers. The development and growth of our souls will be shallow unless we as individuals and we as a community for the world take time to pray. And Jesus promises that our persistence will always be rewarded, that we will experience and come to know God's great love for us, and that we will be drawn into the life and purposes of God as we experience and see his hand at work in our lives and in the life of the world. So pray, and don't lose heart. Pray, and see just how good the Lord is. Amen.